Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing. Now here is your host, John Wetzler.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Big crowd here tonight. Thanks for coming out. We're on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and I'm John Wetzler on location here at Nat's Landing, where we've been every Wednesday and will continue to be as long as the season continues on St. Simon's Island in Redfern Village. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Partners, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Shell and Hogan, and by our host, Nat's Landing. And now, joining us for the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, head coach Brandon Derrick.
How's everybody doing? Here's a big weekend of football down here. Georgia-Florida weekend, playoffs starting for us, so it's a pretty good weekend. It's going to be busy, it's going to be hectic, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's sort of like a national holiday here. All those dog people.
I thought it was playoffs is what made it a national holiday. Finally, it turns it up, the playoffs get it going, and, you know, Georgia-Florida weekend, good. That's going to be a big one, too. I hope we get a lot of people out and about and yelling and screaming and carrying on, and let's have a good game. I think we're excited, and everybody else is ready to go.
Yeah, I think it's a great just environment and venue. People come from all over the world that are Georgia and Florida fans, and people that you haven't talked to for years all of a sudden reach out to you during Georgia Florida weekend and find out if you got a spare bedroom.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Bring three or four people with them too.
Yep.
Which is fine, you know. But yeah, this is an exciting time. But for us, coach, I mean, it's, you know, this is what we've worked for. I mean,
yep.
I see a lot of the kids here, and I know from hearing my son get up in the morning and throughout the summer and all of the things that all these young men have done to prepare for this. This is everything that they've worked for.
This is what you call playing on house money right here. You punched in, you cashed in your chips, and this is what we've been able to do. Now let's go play and have a good time and play with some energy and emotion. I think we got a good team that can go into this, and we might be the spoiler. There ain't nobody giving us any credit. You know, about mid-season, everybody thought we was a contender, and then we went and lost two Fridays ago, so now everybody's saying Tipperary is going to beat us, and I relish the underdog. You know, let's be the underdog and go into this and take care of it. I think the kids have kind of relished the moment, too, and they've been working pretty hard this week, so they've done a good job.
Well, you know, if you were to look at constants in order to compare and contrast, I mean, you can't really use one team as a variable in predicting the future, but if you were to try and look at Edmund Burke and look at Trinity, for example, who beat Edmund Burke last Friday, putting us in the position that we're in, you know, I think it's safe to say that it was an aberrant performance by the Knights this year against Edmund Burke, and we can use it, you know, to fuel what we need emotionally this Friday night.
Yeah, we've used it. I would say we've used that as fuel. I don't know if the kids want to call it that or not, but it's definitely been etched in their minds. So they know what we got to go and do, and they've responded pretty well.
How was the Edmund Burke Trinity game? Have you seen it on film? Did you watch it?
I haven't seen any of that one. Okay. I've just been focusing on the one that lies ahead for us, Tipperary. We got 7 or 8 game films of them, and that's all I've been focused on. I think my wife said that it's kind of like a film festival at our house, but it's not real fun because all I do is watch football films. So, you know, it's kind of what it is for me all the time. I watch game film all the time and try to figure out an advantage. So it's an interesting situation.
Well, this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Have you seen that documentary, Undefeated, on Netflix?
I think I've seen parts of it.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, the head coach is at home, you know, he loves football, he's watching game film all day long, his kids are, you know, getting in front of the TV, and that's their life. I can imagine that's sort of what you're talking about.
A lot of nights. I think one night she was making fun of me for using her Mr. Sketch markers because they're sending to draw up plays, and then another night, you know, I spend a lot of hours trying to get us in a good situation, and the kids do a good job, and the coaches have done an outstanding job trying to get us prepared. We feel like we have a really good game plan going in this Friday. You know, Tip's a good team. It's a tough region that they play in. And we're gonna have our hands full, but if we go out and do what we're supposed to do, I feel like we have a very good chance.
Well, I can remember a few years back being in the booth. First time I remember us playing Tipped Area. They have a tradition about as long as Val Woods as far as being in the football business.
Yeah.
They had a nice facility. They've been around quite a bit. I remember their fans were, you know, filling the stadium, a big stadium.
Yeah.
So I would imagine they're going to travel well.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a big crowd. You know, they have a steep tradition. You know, we went over there the first year we played them. We went over there and lost them 21-9 and had a chance, you know, to pull out a win. And I think we threw an interception on the last play. They ran it back for a touchdown, but... you know, that was a year we were a little undermanned, but
I think 17 healthy people on the roster.
17 healthy bodies on the roster, but then we, you know, we had a good chance, and I thought it was an introduction to us to AAA football, and then the following year they came back over and we got our first AAA win against them on the opening night, and so we know a little bit about each other. This year they're a little bit different. They are a power running game top team that's going hard downhill. We've got a really good running back and this Massey kid. And we're going to have to play tough on defense, and we're going to have to execute well on offense. They blitz a lot on defense. So for us, we've got to keep our head up, maintain blocks, and we're going to have some explosive plays.
Well, you know, I would imagine that, you know, it's been difficult since coming off emotionally from the Evan Burke, but also the fact that we've had this extra week to heal up, to get our game plan together, to really kind of regroup. It seems like this couldn't have come at a better time for us to have, you know, that stone of remembrance, if you will, of that. It was a negative experience, but to have that and then to have a week to heal, to have a week to plan, seems like really kind of an ideal situation. Being at home and being with just this football environment that's starting right now, it's like holiday season here from now until yeah. Monday when people start, you know, deciding to go back to where they came from. So this is going to be like a football, you know, extravaganza here on the island.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting game. You know, first round of playoffs, it's going to be fun and exciting for us and our kids in school, and then you got all the football environment going on with Georgia and Florida, and, you know, the rivalry there. So it's going to be a big weekend. I'm excited. I think the kids are excited.
Yeah, y'all do anything like this in Tennessee or not lately?
Nothing like, we don't have a cocktail party up there. It might be like a deer hunting party or something. I don't know. I don't know what they do. We don't do anything like that in Tennessee. I can't even think of what we would. Alabama was a big rivalry until they just turned into beating everybody up. I mean, we don't even talk about that game anymore in Tennessee. That was the third Saturday in October, so nobody talks about that anymore.
Well, y'all hung in for, you know, a couple quarters, but there is more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But right now, we're going to take a word from our sponsors.
Your proud new home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season, Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And, of course, enjoy the flip-flop atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herronds.com.
H&H Lifestyles on St. Simons is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Frederick Academy Knights 2017 football season. From first downs and touchdowns to kickoffs and playoffs, the H&H team will be cheering on the Frederica team. H&H Lifestyles, appliances, bedding, audio, video, electrical, and security, located in Retreat Plaza on St. Simons Island. Go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sorry for the feedback. Woo! Thank you. We respond very, very positively to reinforcement. I'm John Wessler on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, our host, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Herron Document Systems, and by H&H Lifestyles. Well, Coach, let's talk, if you will, if you don't mind, a little bit about our opponent we're facing this week. I mean, we talked a little bit about, you said they got a really outstanding running back that we're going to have to deal with, and move your hat so you don't get sauce on it. But, as far as matching up, you know, we're a really fast and athletic and on defense, we've got, you know, some really tough inside guys, and we've got some tough linebackers, but, you know, we're kind of more weighted as a speed team, I think, you know. I think people have to deal with us like they would a Florida State or some of these teams that are just full of more athletic than your Nebraska, Wisconsin type. Edmund Burke type teams in draft. So overall, if you were to, on balance, try to characterize tipped area this year, are we looking more at a size advantage that they have, or are they well balanced? What would you say is their greatest strength, and what would you say that we have an advantage as a result of that?
They love to run between the tackles. They're a B-gap to B-gap kind of team. C-gap in power. They're going to run a lot of power. They're going to give Massey the football probably 30 times a game. Whereas what we've done in the past on offense with us is, you know, I'm not a guy that's trying to get a certain guy ball 30 times a game. I'm trying to distribute the ball out where they have to defend all of us. And
yeah.
Tiff is predominantly, he's probably 70 to 80% of their offense. So we have to go into it, contain Massey, and he's a hard-running football player. Offensively, I think they do a pretty good job coming off the ball up front.
So basically, they're going to give the ball to him as often as I gave it to Patrick Brunson when I coached him in Pee Wee football.
Quite possibly, yes. That might be the case. Is, you know, he's a very good player.
Which was very awesome.
Yeah. And so Massey does a good job running the ball. Defensively, we've got to play well from C-gap to C-gap inside and rely on our speed, you know, hold them up and rely on the speed to run them down. And I think that's something we've had a good week of preparing to do. You know, our front three done a pretty good job this week. We made a few adjustments here and there and tweaked a few things. Overall, I think we're going to give them some fits. We're going to give them some different looks. We're going to give them a lot of different schemes. And I thought the kids did a good job the last couple of days of adapting what we're doing. We're calling things a little bit differently than what they have. But defensively, if we can control the line of scrimmage and get them in third and long and win third and long situations, then we get our offense back on the field. And for us offensively, you know, we just got to do what we do, control the ball, don't turn it over. Catch the ball when we throw it out there.
Where are our contacts?
You know, catch the ball when we throw it out there and hold on to it, and I think we got a very good chance.
Well, I can say that just as a fan and being there for all the games this year and seeing the level of competition that we've played against, I believe that there is no reason for our players to think for a second that we do what we know we have to do every single play. I mean, breaking it down to the component part of where he's supposed to be lined up on this play, what is my objective on this play, and in between the whistles, selling out every single play, forgetting about the play before, not worrying about what they're going to do next, what is my job on this play. I don't think that it's unreasonable for us to think that we can beat anybody we face.
No, that's true. We can beat anybody that we play. If we do those things, you got to line up. You got to be lined up correctly, and you got to play. Every now and then they're going to get a play. You got to forget about it. Don't let it happen again. But at the same time, play for the next play and get ready to go. That's kind of something we talked about a little bit this week in the film room on Monday. Didn't get into a big long speech with all that, but I did talk to the guys, you know, about what we need to do and how we need to go about it.
Well, you are listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show, the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, I mean, for the seniors, there's some seniors in here right now listening. I mean, guys, you know, this is may or may not be the last time that you get to play a football season, and you know, why not? I mean, this is your team, guys. I mean, seniors, this is your team. You're going to be talking about this stuff for the rest of your life. I promise. And I still talk to people about our conspiracy theory about what the Roswell cheerleaders did with the referees. Mm-hmm. You know. In 1991, in order to explain the calls that went on in that game, we still have those discussions to this day.
That's the thing. You know, one of the best signs that ever said that I saw was you got 48 minutes to play, but you got a lifetime to remember. You know, and so try to tell kids, don't sell yourself short. When you wake up the next morning, don't wake up the next morning and go, man, I wish I would have done this, or I wish I'd played harder on this play. You know, don't ever wake up and question yourself. So go out, sell out, play hard, have fun, you know, and you're going to gain great memories from it. And, you know, I've shared with mine, you know, when I played ball, we got lucky, but we played hard as a group. And we made it to a state championship, and no one in our entire county had ever played in a state championship till the first year that we went. And, you know, it was 26 of us. The team we played had 90-something kids, and there was 26 of us on the sideline. But, you know, we got to the state championship because we cared about what we were doing, and we cared about who we were playing with, and we really cherished the moment of being in the playoffs. And that's what it's all about. You get in that moment, fall in love with it. You know, go play, because you don't ever know if you're ever going to be guaranteed another playoff,
or even to be able to play football again.
So, you know, enjoy it. I can remember some of my friends when we played. They were like, "Man, this might be my last one." Well, if it might be your last one, why not give it everything you got?
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you'll be able to recover and play next week, and it might be your last one then. So, I think that we have a chance to do that, and these guys could be something special, and just sell out.
Well, I mean, And having talked exhaustively about the fact that we have the talent to compete with anybody we face, really it's going to come down to you guys out here and the rest of the folks that are on the team talking to you players now, it's really going to come down to whether or not you guys play as a team. You know, we can learn from what happened at Edmund Burke, and I think we can look at people like Tom Brady, even though I'm a Falcons fan, and even though it hurts so bad to see the Super Bowl last year and see the game Sunday night, I just can't help but admire somebody who is infectiously motivating like that man is. And others, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, his politics notwithstanding, you know, I'm talking about people that are infectiously motivating. We've got to have that unanimity where you watch the highlight films of Tom Brady and they're down by 21 points in the Super Bowl and there wasn't a moment that went by that he didn't expect to win.
Oh, I know.
And that is the difference between having a really talented group of individuals, which we do,
yep,
and having a talented group of individuals that are a team,
right,
and that expect to win no matter what's on the scoreboard, as long as there is time left on the clock. We have, you know, a laser beam focused on what is my job, what are we going to do, not trying to control what happened before, not trying to control the future. I mean, if we do that, those intangible things that come from experience, which we've got, I mean, I think it is a reasonable expectation.
Oh, yeah. I think if they'll just play together and play as one, and all I talk about this week is just care about it. Just care about it.
Yeah.
You know, just if you care about it, you do all those things. So we'll talk about that here in just a second.
All right, well, we will be right back. You are listening to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're going to take a break and say thank you to our sponsors.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and dipping dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
All right, well, welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show.
Woo!
Thank you. On the Bishop Media Sports Network, I'm John Wessler on location at Matt's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Shellen Hogan. There you, speaking of Shellen Hogan, and speaking of the last thing we talked about caring, one of my favorite accountants who worked at Shellen Hogan at the time, gave me some advice one time. I was lamenting being in the private practice of law, the struggles that go along with hiring people and different things like that. And I was trying to verbalize, you know, my struggle, you know. And after a minute or two of indulging me and listening, my very wise accountant friend said, "You basically need somebody who cares." And I was like, yes!
Yeah.
That is the perfect summary for what I've just spent 10 minutes talking about. And that's the same thing in football.
Yeah.
I mean, why play this game without passion?
Right.
It makes no sense.
If you play with passion, good things are going to happen. And again, like I said earlier, you know, Tim Tebow summarized it probably really well Saturday with Tennessee going into the Alabama game. He talked about when he played, he talked about just caring.
Yeah.
You know, and he cared. And then
he cried sometimes. He got made fun of.
And I look back on it, and I remember him going to the podium after that loss to Ole Miss, Florida lost to Ole Miss, and he guaranteed all the Florida fans that they would not lose another game. And they didn't lose another game. They won the national championship. And
yeah,
it meant a lot to him. And you can still see that, even in him being a commentator and announcer, that he's still very passionate about the game. And as a coach, you know, I've been in love with the game since I was 6 years old, you know.
Yeah.
And I can remember playing my last college football game and thinking, I don't ever get to go back out there again in a uniform. But at the same time, I positioned myself to be a high school football coach. And, you know, my dad looked at me and told me, said, "Son, are you sure you want to put your career in the hands of 14, 18-year-old boys?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, I want to make a difference."
Yeah.
And that's kind of been the thing for me, is it's not every day it's about winning and losing, you know, but it's making a difference in these guys' lives and help shaping and molding them. And I've enjoyed it for 20 years, and I've been doing it, and I've loved every minute of it. There's times that I've pulled out my hair, and I've yelled at referees, and I've called three timeouts back to back to back to back to try to get my point across. But at the same time,
well, you won your case one time.
I did.
I'm proud of you.
I did. I won my case one time.
Yeah.
But you know, it's been something that's been in me for a long time. I'm very passionate about the game because the game's taught me a lot of lessons about life and the battles and stuff that you have to go through. Not every day is going to be cupcakes and roses. And
yeah,
most of your days are not going to be. Let's just put it that way.
Anybody who says football is fun all the time is a masochist or a psychopath.
It's
not fun all the time.
Football is fun.
And life isn't either.
Football's fun on Friday night, but what makes it so fun is how you prepare during the week and you see your results come out. You know, it's because it is a challenging thing. And football is not a game that you can just show up and play in July. It's something you have to work at year-round. It's something you have to buy into and sell out, and it's complicated. And it is a lot like life. It's a battle, and you're going to have ups and downs, and it's going to be a struggle. But at the same time, I think these guys have done a good job. And, you know, we've got a lot of unfinished work, but, you know, we got to go out there and take care of our business, and I think our kids can do that. And for the most part, I'm excited. The playoffs bring a different energy to me. I go from being the head coach to kind of analyze mode to all of a sudden it gets amped up real quick, real fast. And so Coach Derrick's a little bit different during playoff weeks than the regular season.
It's like, you know, I mean, it is different. You've earned a spot to be in a place that is a different mindset. It's a different everything. The slate is clean, you know. Everybody's starting from square one. It's a new season, you know, and it doesn't matter what happened. All that matters is, what are we going to do right now? And
it's the moment.
Yeah, this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I had the opportunity my junior year. to be involved in a playoff game, and it was a brand new school, a lot like Frederica. We were even more young at the time than Frederica, and we made it to the playoffs after, you know, 4 years of being in existence and playing against Eric Zier and all of his crew at Antoine Sims and a bunch of people that were extremely talented.
Right.
And, you know, just the experience of playing in front of what at the time was about close to 20,000 people. I had never felt that before. I had never felt the energy of being in front of that many people for every little thing you do. I mean, and you know, you block somebody in a cheering section of, right, of 500 people starts going crazy, or somebody else does. I mean, that is exhilarating, and it's an experience that you can't really describe until you get to be a part of it, and that's, you know, that's the excitement of this. We're in the playoffs, man.
You know? Joe Gorham, playoffs.
Playoffs.
We're in the playoffs, and you know, the thing is, this is my 20th year coaching, and my first year, my wife looked at me last night and said, "We're going to do this. Are we going to win this thing?" And I kind of grinned. I think maybe I got spoiled my first year. We went to the Final Four. When in my first year coaching, we went straight to the Final Four and got beat. And so I kind of took it for granted that I was going to be in the Final Four, you know, every year, kind of like, this ain't so bad.
I wouldn't respect you, Coach, if you didn't feel that way. I mean, and people have different thoughts about it. That's arrogant. No. A football coach that doesn't tell his players to expect to win is not a football coach.
Right. And so this is my 20th year, and I went back the other day, and I've been in 16. I've made it to the playoffs in my coaching career. In 20 years, I've been in 16 of them, and it never gets old. It's like it rekindles the spirit. The playoffs is something different, and it brings something out, and, you know, probably not the best in me at times, because at home my wife's like, "Hey, are you? What are you doing?"
Yeah, you need to take care of her first.
And I've got my film festival going on, and I'm writing stuff down, and I got notes, and I woke up this morning at 4:35 going, "God, we can run this play out of this. Why did I put this in?" And so I have a note.
She is more important than Frederick football. But other than that,
but you know, it does, and it never gets old, and I get excited during this time of year because we get another chance. You get another chance to win a state championship, and I've been chasing one now for years, and you know, we may not win it, but we're going to go chase it, and we're going to chase it hard, and we're going to play hard, and we're going to go out, and we have the team that we got, the kids that can win it. We just got to go play as a unit, play hard, and play like we care, and play with some passion, and if we do, I think that the sky's the limit for us, and you know, that's what I get excited about, is that we have the ability.
Yeah. Well, I mean, guys, Harry Neal sitting right here, you know, Harry's always out there giving it 100%. Yeah. Over there, all these leaders, John Mitchell sitting right there. I mean, all these leaders, some of whom are seniors. I mean, this is it. This is what you guys have worked for.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't really, honestly, I know this sounds kind of sacrilege, I really don't care, honestly, whether we win or lose. What I care about is whether everybody plays every play 100%. And never quits. I want to win, but the winning comes as a byproduct of that. And I know that if we do that, we will win. I'm interested in seeing everybody sell out on every single play, and I will have joy in my heart, like that, you know, like Billy Bob Thornton talks about, right, you know, in Friday Night Lights. I mean, it's about having joy in your heart, right, over having given 100% and not being selfish,
yeah,
ever.
Just
for any time between the start of the clock, which used to be a gunshot, now it's just
the horn.
The horn.
Right.
Okay, between the horns.
That's right.
100%.
That's
it. I mean, what else do you have to do during that 45 minutes of your life? What really turns out to be a couple hours, but still, during the time that those plays are active, what else do we have to do besides 100%? If we do that, I'm going to be proud of this team, and I believe there's nobody that can stop us.
Well, if they sell out, like you say, and play with passion and emotion, and depend on the guy beside you, that teaches you a lot of lessons. Is sometimes you're going to make mistakes. Somebody's got to come by and pick you up, and that guy's got to go out there and make the next play and just lay it all on the line. And that's, you know, I'm going to tell them that on Friday night. Go spill your guts, play your heart out. And you do that, and if you're exhausted and you can't walk off the field, I'll come pick you up, carry you in. And we've done that before with kids, and I feel like if our guys go out and take care of business, do what they've been coached to do, and play with passion, and play with heart, and play like they care, then we'll be back here next Wednesday having a conversation about whoever we're playing in the second round. And I'm not going to worry about the second round until we take care of the first round. I don't look down the road. Just take care of Tift area, and then we'll go to the next round.
I like it. Amen.
Yep.
Well, thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please come out next week again here to Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we've been and will continue to be while the season continues at 7:30 in Redfern Village for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. Signing off, I'm John Wetzler. Thank you.